plans to have 10 libraries run by volunteers should be dropped altogether. Now, councillors were due to fight with campaigners about it at the High Court next month. Now, they won't go to court. They're going to try and make the decision to force through the volunteer plan again, this time properly, at a meeting in June. Helen Clack is now in charge of libraries at Surrey County Council, and Hazel Watson is the leader of the Liberal Democrats. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Helen Clack, first of all, you've decided that you're now not going to fight Surrey Libraries Action Movement at the High Court anymore. Why is that? Hello? Do we have Helen Clack? I think we've only got Hazel Watson. Sorry, Hazel Watson. Let's speak to you then while we try and raise Ms Clack. Surrey County Council have taken this decision. They say they want to take it back in-house and remake this volunteer arrangement decision, this time legally. Is there anything you can do to stop it?
Well, I tried very hard yesterday to ask them to abandon their plans. I think that they're extremely unpopular, but they seem to be pressing ahead anyway, despite the massive public opposition.
OK, I think we can now speak to Helen Clark. Helen Clark, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, sorry about that. So tell us, you've decided to drop your action or your defence of your action at the High Court. Why is that?
Well, we feel that the decision that was made by the High Court was quite clear over the very technical issue about equality training, and we don't think it's in the best interests of the Surrey residents to go back to court. We think it's the best thing it would be to take the note of his decision and to act on it.
Have you got any choice in this? Because if the pursuants, Surrey Slam, continue to want to get a judge's decision on whether or not it's legal, do you have any choice?
Well, we hope that we can come to a proper arrangement with them, which is, you know, quite a common thing to happen.
Is this something that Ms Clack and Surrey County Council should have been doing a long time ago, Hazel Watson?
I think that they should never have developed these plans in the first place. It was very clear a long time ago that the public didn't want to run libraries, and they pressed ahead anyway, despite public demonstrations, all sorts of things, and a battle in the High Court. And despite all of that, they're still going ahead and ignoring Surrey residents' wishes.
Are you ignoring Surrey residents' wishes?
Look, Nick, we're trying to keep all 52 libraries open in Surrey. These 10 libraries represent 7% of the overall usage. But, you know, we're trying to keep them open, and this plan hasn't been turned down by the judge. He's commenting on a particular issue about equalities training for our volunteers, and we take that very seriously, and we're going to address it at the next meeting.
I mean, but Surrey Slam have run rings around you, haven't they, legally? And it will look to a lot of people like you're backing down because you don't want to suffer another humiliation.
Well, once again, the judge has not criticised the plans for community partnership libraries. He is commenting on the equalities training for our volunteers.
How does it look when you've got a chief executive getting a 40% salary rise in 2 years and you're cutting library resources?
Oh, well, I can't comment on the chief executive's pay rise. That you'll have to discuss with the leader of the council.
Do you not see they're in any way related? There's money in the pot which is going into his pocket rather than into the library's coffers.
But Nick, this isn't just about finances. I mean, our libraries are used in various different ways these days. We have over 3 million people using our libraries online, 3 million users online a year. And so, you know, it's about making sure the resources that we do have in our library service serve the people of Surrey appropriately. And when only 7% of the use is in these 10 community partnership libraries, we have to make sure that the resources are better spread. We want to keep the community partnership libraries open, and we're going to try and do that with using volunteers and making sure that they're properly trained in all aspects.
Okay, Helen Clark, just before you go, if your fellow Chelsea fan Jeremy Hunt leaves his office at some stage this week, is it going to affect the Olympics in any way from your perspective?
First of all, I thought Chelsea did really well last night, and I was delighted to see that they did. I think, you know, we'll have to see what unfolds, won't we? I can't really comment.
Do you think that if he does go, do you think he should go, first of all?
I think we need to know more information about what's actually happened here, and I'm not really the one to ask at the moment.